On an early August morning last year, a group of activists quietly entered a building that had become an eyesore in East Oakland's San Antonio district. For more than 10 years, this vacant city-owned property attracted criminal elements in the community, including prostitution and violence. Local resident Moises Ramirez said it was time for a change.
I would like to see things be more peaceful, more secure, and with more light.
The building was a gift from Andrew Carnegie back in 1918. It had been used as a city branch library until 1976, but was left empty after 2001. So the organizers brought cleaning supplies and some books and began reclaiming the space as a library with the idea of adding a community garden. Local residents like Moises Ramirez saw what was happening and enthusiastically joined the efforts to bring some life back into the area. But the organizers hadn't asked for city permission before they went in, something the city had a problem with. At the time, Deputy City Administrator Arturo Sanchez said the library takeover wasn't good for the long term.
There's an old proverb that the road to, I think that it's hell, is paved with good intentions, and there's a right way and a wrong way to do things, and we would prefer as a city to make sure that we do things right, correctly, and safely.
The city told the occupants they were trespassing and forced everyone out. But now, a year later, the building remains vacant and its future uncertain. KALW's Kyungjin Lee visited the People's Library when it first opened last year and again recently to see how the activists plan to move forward with their vision for the building.
When you walk into the People's Library now, the first thing you see isn't books. It's vegetables.
I made this box and I'm planting radish, lettuce, broccoli, and I think that's all.
10-year-old Fabian Sanchez got involved in the garden with his family last year. He mostly lives in Sacramento, but when he comes to see his dad in Oakland, he visits the garden as often as he can.
I don't see nothing.
Yeah.
Wait.
There's something.
I just planted them a few days ago. So these are the first sprouts.
Oh, that's so exciting.
I think, what did you call them the other day? What did you call this big sprout?
The Big Show.
The Big Show. That's the Big Show right there.
That's so cool.
The garden now has 8 planter boxes, bursting with fruits and vegetables.
We have some squash, kale, little baby tomatoes. We have some, adult tomatoes over there. Broccoli. There's a lot of squash that you can look inside. Some of these are really big now. There you go. They're going to get big.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's like a newborn.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on.
You'll eventually notice the books, too. Some shelves here and a milk crate there. On the day I visit, a couple of neighborhood men are sitting by a stack of books reading and just chilling in the evening breeze. About a dozen kids play while parents chat and supervise. Organizer Jaime Yassin still drops by a few times a week, and he says this kind of scene is pretty common.
It's become a place where people like to come and hang out for a minute and read a book and talk to their neighbors and, like, you know, have their children play and do something constructive.
The intersection where the library is located is littered with trash. I also saw a few dumped mattresses and a decomposed possum. Against that backdrop, the garden and library are a welcomed oasis.
Como está abandonado, lo ocupan para muchas cosas.
When the building's abandoned, it's occupied by people who do bad things. So any organization that'll take it over and convert it would be a positive change for the community.
Neighborhood resident Zenobia Vasquez has continued to lead the efforts to keep the garden project going. He says the area has gotten a little bit better.
When they see there's people working here, the people who want to come in to do violent things stay away.
Still, the abandoned building itself can attract crime. Oakland City Councilman Noel Gallo says he knows that's a problem and that the garden helps. He took office after the initial action and remembers his first impressions.
The garden was really clean, well taken care of. You know, the neighbors, kids were using it. I saw the book stands on the outside and I saw kids going there. And that's a good thing.
But still, technically illegal. Gallo says he doesn't mind the neighbors using the space, but the city has to decide what to do with it. Still, he says, he understands the activist predicament.
The city does not want to fix it, but they don't want you to use it either.
Gallo says there have been several inquiries about the building, including from schools and a nonprofit, but the city hasn't made a move yet. When I ask around, the director of an Alameda charter school said she's particularly interested in the location because so many of her students come from this area. But, she told me, she hasn't been able to even see the building. Garden organizer Jaime Yacine says her experience isn't unusual.
No one who wants to buy this building has yet been able to get into the building to see what they need to do to buy the building.
He doubts a deal is likely to happen anytime soon. In the meantime, there's kind of a status quo. Yacine says the city shut them down a few times initially, but that it's been pretty quiet for the past 6 months. In that time, the garden's taken on a life of its own.
The cool thing at this point is now that, like, when we come here, sometimes we find things planted that we don't know where they came from. And so that bucket over there with something in it, I don't even know what that is, and I'm happy to not know.
Councilman Gallo says he plans to walk through the library with interested investors this week. And until something happens, Zenobio Vasquez says he'll continue to improve the reclaimed space.
We're going to build a little house where the library is, so when it rains, we don't have to deal with the books getting wet. And we're working to fix the gardens and plant more seeds so anyone who comes to study can smell the scent of flowers.
In East Oakland, I'm Kyungjin Lee for Cross Currents.